The results reflect a deepening slump that's increasing the pressure on the trend-setting company to spruce up its products with more artificial intelligence. The 10% drop in year-over-year iPhone sales for the January to March period is the latest sign of weakness in a product that generates most of Apple's revenue. It marked the biggest drop in iPhone sales since the July to September period in 2020. That's when production bottlenecks caused by factory closures during the pandemic resulted in a delayed release of the new model that year. Jeremy House reporting.